A letter signed by Collingwood Blues ownership is calling on the town to provide better security for the Collingwood Sports Hall of Fame room, which also serves as the Blues Lounge, at the Eddie Bush Memorial Arena after furniture purchased by the Blues was damaged this month. The letter, signed by Terry Geddes, chair of the Collingwood Blues executive on behalf of Dave Steele, Blues owner, is included on the consent agenda for Monday's, January 30, council meeting. We are very concerned about the damage currently occurring and potential future damage to the room that serves various functions, including Blues Lounge, Hall of Fame Picture Room and various as-needed uses, writes Geddes in the letter. Steele says that prior to this past December, the previous rules in place for the Blues Lounge had anyone who wanted to use the room be required to contact town staff to request the space. According to town officials, this procedure was put in place to address minor vandalism prior to the Blues coming to the Eddie Bush. In December 2022, the procedure was changed by the town to have the room open whenever the arena was open to allow access to the Hall of Fame. Steele says the damage to the room has all occurred in the month since. Unfortunately, it's not supervised, Steele told Collingwood Today. Steele estimates there was about $1,000 in damage done to the furniture. Since 2019, when the last major renovation was completed, Steele estimates he spent more than $100,000 on those renovations and notes that many local groups in town use the space. There's graffiti etched into our wooden tables, said Steele. It's always been booked through the town without incident. The town changed it on December 22nd, and within a month I've got wrecked tables. Steele says when the Blues hold events, he makes sure that he has at least one person tasked with monitoring the lounge. He's hopeful that other groups will be required to do the same moving forward. It's not a big ask. It's more of a formality we have to go through because it's a town space, said Steele. I like the room to be used. I like that people can come in and see the Hall of Famers on the walls and enjoy it, he said. I'd like to open it up more, but with more control. The town has taken responsibility for the damage, but I don't think it should be the town's problem either. According to the letter, Geddes notes that the Blues executive is requesting a return to the previous policy. What we're asking for is more supervision, and more rules, said Steele. The public portion of the regular meeting of Collingwood Council will take place on Monday, January 30, starting at 5 p.m. Any members of the public may attend in person in council chambers at Collingwood Town Hall, or virtually by Zoom webinar. The meeting will also be live-streamed on the town's YouTube channel here.